axle.
Yes, sir.
It had a box, a metal box in it. Of course, you had to keep that greased, you know. You had a special, they called it axle grease. It was a heavy grease that you put on that, kept that on there, you know.
Get that on your hands, you say your hands were all...
greasy, I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
A messed up one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, did you have to go out, did you use your wagon a lot to go out to the woods and...
Oh, yeah.
You
hauled your wood in, or anything you had to haul.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of times you take it to the store, too.
Yes.
Buy, you know, if you have a pretty good bunch of stuff to buy.
Yeah. Now, suppose there was a log in the road. You say, I tied a rope to it and... When you were getting, Mr. Charlie, when you were getting stuff out of the woods, you had to, you tie a rope to them and you did what?
Well, no, we didn't do that. We managed to drive up two of them. I never did do that. We never did drag any of them. It has been done, you know.
What would they do?
They call it skidding it, you know. In fact, you put it on the end and pull it.
Yeah.
And now that was done a lot with oxen, watching the logs to load a wagon.
No.
You'd pull them up so many even, and then pull your wagon up back.
Yeah.
And then you'd have four yoke of that wagon, and you'd take three yoke, you'd leave your tongue yoke on, and put them on the outer side of the log, and then you'd put your skids up back, put a chain under one log at a time, and hook on to them oxen and load it.
Yeah, they drag
it up them, I mean, they roll up them skids.
Yeah.
And that's the way you load that wagon, you know, the oxen done that too.
Yeah.
But you had to bunch them logs to do that, you see. You had to pull up your load all in a pile. And they done a lot of that.
When you were, now you used to break ground in the spring with a what?
You mean to start off?
Yes. Can you tell me all about that?
Well, we used to use what we called turning plow, break our land in the spring. Horse or mule, you know. Generally just one animal.
Any kind you'd use later?
Huh?
Any kind you'd use later?
Tools to work with?
Them out in the field and something you'd use after you use that turning plow or another type of plow?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, different tools. Yeah, well, we made up the rows, you see, with the turning plow.
Yes, sir.
And we'd have what we call the har, get on top of that row, you know, and drag it down.
Oh, I see.
And then you'd have your, we called it a little, we had a little sweep stock, called it a, had a little old, and about 4 inches wide on there, we called it a bow tongue, you put that on there and you opens your row. You could sow your seed in there, you know, and then take your har and go back and cover it.
Did you have one of them plows that would just go straight through the middle and turn the soil up on both sides? That was called?
Oh, I never did fool with them very much. That was a middle buster.
Middle buster?
Yeah. No, I never did fool with them very much.
I see.
But I didn't have done all mine with a turning plow. But, oh, yeah, a lot of them had middle busters. I have used them, you know.
Yeah. Did you have any different kinds of hares or?
You had your, what I'm talking about, we just generally call them a snag har. Then you had your side har, you fit up on the side of the road, you know, when you're cleaning your crop when it's growing.
Yes.
Put your horse in the middle, you know.
G-whiz?
G-whiz, yeah, G-whiz, or side har. And, you know, you could use that thing in several different ways, you know, the way it was made, you know, you could fix it, you know, to where it kind of yang, you know. Or you could kind of V it and scratch up a middle good, you know, or things like that. It's a very useful tool. I got one of them out there. Very useful tool.
Now, the trenches cut by the plow was called a...